bells are ringing that should have been ours. That's why I'm so lonely, our dreams gone above. High on a mountain 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 above.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. That's the sound of shaking in the Kamchatka Peninsula of Russia as the strongest earthquake since 1952 hit there. We have more now from correspondent Jennifer Kuiper.
Severe shaking is what the U.S. Geological Survey says was caused by the 8.8 magnitude quake that struck off Russia's east coast. Russia's TASS news agency reports that in the biggest city near the epicenter, damage was reported on the Kamchatka Peninsula, where many people ran out into the streets without shoes or jackets as cars swayed in the street and balconies shook noticeably.
The Russian earthquake has generated a tsunami wave expected to come ashore very soon at the Hawaiian island of Oahu. Tsunami warning sirens blared in Honolulu as people began moving toward higher ground. Governor Josh Green says, do not go toward the ocean.
Please just stay home. You know, let the waves ride out, let the energy dissipate, and then we'll be able to give people a full accounting of when the time is to stand down.
The west coast of the U.S. and Alaska are also on alert for a potential tsunami wave, along with Mexico, Peru, and parts of China. Those warnings extend toward New Zealand. Investigators are learning about the potential motive of the man who shot and killed four people and himself in a Manhattan office building. We have more from CBS's Lilia Luciano.
Images obtained by CBS News of the suicide note found in the gunman's wallet. He wrote, CTE, chronic traumatic encephalopathy. That is a brain disease linked to repetitive head injuries suffered in sports. The note also said, football gave me CTE, and referenced the NFL, saying the league knowingly concealed the dangers. The gunman had driven 3 days from his home in Las Vegas.
A CBS News analysis of surveillance video of late convicted pedophile Jeffrey Epstein's jail area is revealing contradictions between official descriptions of the video and the video itself. CBS News Justice Department correspondent Scott McFarlane.
Our CBS News investigation finds that there are some issues with whatever that video was that was released by the U.S. Department of Justice. Was it an original or was it a copy? Forensic reviews of the video indicate it was a copy of a video, not the raw original thing. That's a pressing issue because the deputy FBI director said they were going to release the raw video. There's metadata and indications of edits.
The Federal Reserve will conclude its two-day policy meeting Wednesday with interest rates on the table. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell has emphasized that the central bank can afford to wait and see because so far the economy has been able to create jobs and the inflation rate has remained fairly stable.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
A couple years ago, I was in the bathroom at the airport when I dropped my smartphone in the toilet. Not smart. I was multitasking when I should have been focused on the job at hand. Embarrassing, but I'm not alone. According to Google, 7 million other multitaskers accidentally dropped their phones into the bowl last year. A gentle reminder that right now you can get yourself a brand new Samsung Galaxy A36 absolutely free with a $35 plan from Pure Talk. The A36 comes with scratch-resistant Gorilla Glass and a battery that'll last all day, along with unlimited talk, text, and data on America's most dependable 5G network. In other words, it's tough and smart. Something to think about next time you're multitasking in the necessary. Just dial #250, say keyword micro to get your free phone today. You can make the switch in just 10 minutes. That's #250. Say micro to switch to a no-nonsense smartphone and a company that actually stands for something. Pure Talk.
The number of millionaires in the United States is soaring. More from correspondent Michael Wallace.
Who wants to be a millionaire?
The Swiss bank UBS says 23.8 million people in the U.S. have a net worth of at least $1 million, a 15-fold increase from 30 years ago. Each day, 1,000 Americans become millionaires, thanks largely to their rising home values and 401ks. But those seven figures aren't what they used to be. As Michael Ashley Schulman at Running Point Capital Advisors puts it, $1 million is the new mass affluent affluent middleweight class, financially secure, but 2-0 short of private jet territory. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Two meteor showers are peaking in these overnight hours, a relatively uncommon astronomical occurrence caused by the Earth's orbit passing through two comets' debris trails. These are the Southern Delta Aquariid and the Alpha Capricornid showers. The two showers combined could produce up to 20 to 30 meteors per hour. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds will fill in tonight and a few late night showers and storms will be possible. A light breeze with morning lows in the lower 70s. On Wednesday, some showers and storms around, clouds and some heavy rainfall as well. Highs in the mid 70s. Right now, it's 73.
Thank you. should me?
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
Here is.
Is he rich like me? Has he taken?
Has he taken
any time?
Any time to show?
To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you.
Park to Reef Point Marina. Local news and timeless hits.
W-R-J-N.
Hey!
like his fancy clothes, and he liked to wear his diamond rings on everybody's nose. He got a custom Continental, he got an Eldorado too. He got a 32 gun in his pocket for fun, he got a razor in his shoe.
For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits too on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And of course, that weather forecast too, all important year round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More timeless hits on the way next.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Baby bald eagles near the Great Lakes are testing positive for PFAS and other toxic chemicals. Researchers found that eagles living near the Great Lakes had six times more toxic chemicals in their bloodstreams than inland populations. Other chemicals found in the baby eagles' bloodstreams were DDT and PCBs, which were banned decades ago. A small Wisconsin school district just got some big clean energy bragging rights. The Elva Strum School District in Trempealeau County unveiled 184 ground mount solar panels that will deliver about 20% of the district's energy needs and will be a living classroom for students to learn about solar energy and energy data. The installation cost $150,000 and will pay for itself through energy bill savings in about 8 years. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo-matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
Pretty woman, walking down the street. Pretty woman, the kind I like to meet. Pretty woman, I don't believe you, you're not the truth. No one could look as good as you.
Mercy.
Pretty woman, won't you pardon me? Pretty woman, I couldn't help but see. Pretty woman,
Hey, hey,
98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
Goes on. drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee, la-da-da-da-da. Grandma's sitting chairs and reminisce. Boys keep chasing girls to get a kiss. The cars keep a-going faster all the time. Goes on, the beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee, la da 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 da. And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
Ooh.
down on my knees for you.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Thank you.
goes on, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft.
But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
Get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when your head is much lighter.
Be brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter.
Black. Well, they've been so long on the street, they'll never look back.
so lonely. Oh, they're so lonely and they could die.
Well, if your baby leaves you, you've got a tale to tell. Or just take a walk down lonely street to Heartbreak Hotel, where you will be, but you'll be so lonely, baby. Well, you'll be lonely. You'll be so lonely, you could die. Well, they're so lonely. They'll be so lonely they could die.
My eyes, tell me what
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano in Honolulu.
We are all hands on deck, and this might be the one.
Mayor Kimo Alameda, as the Hawaiian island of Oahu braces itself under a tsunami warning that covers much of the Pacific region. Hawaii Governor Josh Green.
It is, again, not just a 3-foot wave. It is a forceful wall of water that will move across.